O'Brien on 90.
Listen, I just want to check one item with you on the poverty bill. I've been exploring just how we would hit it committee-wise in the House, and of course the bill would undoubtedly go to the Education and Labor Committee, and we have Adam chairing that. Now, we had thought about the possibility of establishing a select committee and have concluded that'd be extremely difficult. Then there was another alternative. As you know, Phil Landrum has never taken a position on a subcommittee since Paul's been chairman of that committee. Now, Phil would be awfully pleased to chair a subcommittee given this assignment, and I think would do one whale of a job, and it's, I have reason to believe at this point that Paul would acquiesce to that. And I just wanted to mention it to you. If there was any other thought in your mind, if you feel this procedure is okay, I'll follow through on it.
Well, you think Phil would report it?
Yeah, Phil, I think, would enthusiastically work on it, and I think it would make a hell of an impact, frankly, on the floor to have Phil handling it.
I think it would on the floor. If he handled it, I'm afraid he'd kill it.
Oh, no. No. No, I've talked to Phil. And Phil, I am very confident would do one whale of a job with it. But we haven't made any decisions on it. I thought at this point that at least you ought to know that we're kind of playing around the fringes of this, because otherwise, I honestly don't know how we would bypass the Education and Labor Committee. The only way would be to get a select committee. But frankly, that's got a lot of difficulties obviously attached to that. So this is one route, at least, that we could have in mind. And I know Phil is enthusiastic, is anxious to do everything he can if it should, we should travel this route. And off our experience with Phil over the last couple of years, he's been terrific.
Well, I'd go that way then. I'd talk to Shriver about it.
All right.
And that sounds all right to me if you're sure of Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would pin that down completely, but at this point, off my conversation with Phil, I firmly believe he would enthusiastically lead the fight on it. And he has been, as I say, damn good with us over the last couple of years in a variety of items.
Okay, my friend.
And one other thing, Mr. President, while I have you, it's okay with you to have a leadership breakfast in the morning in the event we have enough leaders in town to have it.
What do we need one for? They're all going to be gone.
Well, if you, I don't think there's any particular point. I checked and found that one or two of the senators will be gone, but the others will be around, but we can very easily skip it.
I believe I'll get
all right. I'll do that.
All right.
Okay.
Waiting.